Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Transformation, the unfolding of personal life experiences. I am your host, Sandra Lucas. I will share with you intimate thoughts, relationships, and experiences from prayer and meditation to inspire and empower those on a spiritual journey to self-realization, God's children who are ready to wake up and claim their power. All shows are pre-recorded. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. This is Sandra Lucas hosting My Transformation. Hello, and thank you again for listening to My Transformation. Today's reading is very short. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to recap the first three readings that we went through, because today is reading number four. The first reading was, Except a Man Be Born Again. And what we learned is that there are two stages in human evolution, the minor and the major, which can symbolically be called the younger and the elder. The minor stage occurs when man only desires what he can see. The minor stage occurs when man only desires what he can see, hear, perceive, or touch, and beyond that, does not care and does not wish for anything else. The major stage occurs when a man has experienced life to a certain extent. He's known pleasure and pain, enthusiasm and disappointment, and has realized the valuability of life. Only then has he reached the stage of maturity. The second reading was the purpose for which we were born. And we learned that whatever different interests people have, their only real inclination is to find the meaning of life. In either a material or a spiritual way, every soul is striving for what it longs for all the time, each in its own particular way. This longing to know the meaning of life teaches us the principle that the source and the goal of the universe are one and the same. There are five different ways by which the knowledge of life is perceived. Number one, impression. Number two, intuition. Number three, visions or dreams. Number four, inspiration. And number five, revelation. The third reading was there is one vital substance. And we learned that when we look at life and at the process of its development, we find that it is one life developing itself through different phases. There is one vital substance that is forcing its way through the most dense aspects of nature, and that leads to its finest aspects. One example given was the mineral kingdom. There is life in it that is forcing its way out. From the mineral kingdom come substances such as gold and silver and precious stones. The goal is unfoldment, and at each step of evolution, there is a new unfoldment. Spiritual unfoldment is the ultimate goal of all mankind, and it comes at a moment when a person begins to be more thoughtful and when he realizes there is something else to life. Now, we are ready for part four, which is called For the Rosebud to Bloom. For the Rosebud to Bloom, is there even one soul, however materialistic, that does not wish to unfold? There cannot be. Every being and every object is working towards the unfoldment that is the fulfillment of its purpose. How can one define the unfoldment of the soul? The soul is likened to the rose. As a rosebud blooms, so the soul unfolds itself. For the soul to bloom, 5 conditions are required. Number 1, fertile soil. Soil is needed to grow. So education and the spiritual idea should be given to the child from the moment he is born. But if the soul is deprived of the right condition, then it ceases to develop. Number 2, water. Water that nourishes is the love element. If that element is absent from one's life, he will remain backward. That element is called the love of God. Number 3, the sun. The sun in the life of man is intelligence. The soul itself is intelligence. When it is discovered, then it is as bright as the sun. Pure intelligence is above all reasoning and is the essence of all reason. Number 4, air. Air is symbolic of the inspiration that comes to the heart that is prepared for it. It is what one learns through inspiration that the soul is raised towards its unfoldment. Number 5, space. Symbolically means a wide outlook on life. A person with a narrow outlook will never see the light. The developed soul begins to show many different qualities. These qualities emit fragrance in the form of a spiritual personality, in manner, in dealing with others, in speech, in action. The atmosphere of the spiritual being pervades the air like the perfume of the rose. The developed soul have in their heart that seed of development that produces many roses. The rose blooms and fades away, but the essence that is taken from the rose lives and keeps the fragrance that the rose had in its full bloom. Personalities who touch that plane of consciousness may live for a limited time on the earth, but the essence that is left by them will live for thousands of years, always keeping the same fragrance and giving the same pleasure that the rose once gave. That is the conclusion of our reading today, and our next reading will be entitled, A Light That Will Always Shine. In my meditations, God has reminded me over and over, Sandra, shine your light. Be the light that you are. And so, our next reading will be about the light that shines. Until next time, God bless you, and may you continue to evolve and unfold in your life.